Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 117. We're in the 11th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 19 and 20, from the New Living Translation. Godly people find life. Evil people find death. The Lord detests people with crooked hearts, but he delights in those with integrity. Nobody is really good except God. Nobody deserves to live with God in heaven. Heaven is God's gift to us, but we must trust in him. Now, these verses explain simple principles, and these principles explain many things. God wants us to live good lives, but we're all evil, and God hates our evil actions, and God is going to punish evil people. If we want to be good, then God will help us. He wants to forgive us, and he sent Jesus. For that reason, we deserve punishment for our evil actions, but we don't need to suffer this punishment. Because when Jesus died, he received our punishment. And if we ask God, then he'll forgive us, and we can be free from all the evil things that are in our lives. Then when we die, we get to go to heaven. God loves good people. And when we trust in him, God will change us. And as we learn God's wisdom, God will make us into his people. God called you from the darkness. He called you into this wonderful light of his. And before this, you were not a nation, but now you're God's people. That's 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. Proverbs emphasizes that sin creates a rift between us and God, and that leads to death. But if you adhere to God's precepts, you have joy in his presence and eternal life. And this wisdom finds resonance in the teachings of Paul in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, many, many people insist, "My heart isn't that corrupted, so I'm not an abomination to God." But in Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," it underscores the reality that humans are fallible, that nobody can claim innocence before God. We all rely on Jesus Christ, the Savior, who transforms us from the abominable to the beloved. So let me ask you this. Do you subscribe to the, "Well, I'm okay, you're okay" philosophy? Or do you acknowledge your need for a Savior? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets. And consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. You ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.